When I was younger, I'd bring back a bottle or two of wine from countries such as France or Italy. Back then, you could carry liquids on a plane. After 9/11, I had to nestle bottles in a checked bag. And then, finding wine in Rome I could never find in the U.S. once, I checked a case of 12 bottles of Italian wine for my flight home. But I dreaded paying customs duty on arrival because most of the bottles were quite expensive, more than $100 each. From America's number one travel radio show, this is your Arm World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. I got to the customs desk in the U.S. to declare my wines, and I was surprised that the value of the wine was of no interest. The number of bottles, 12, was, and I was charged 10 cents duty per bottle. Since then, I brought cases home from Europe, often declared them, and customs didn't care, and waved me through. Remember, if you buy a bottle at an airport duty-free store abroad, you can carry it on your flight. But if you've got to pass through security while changing planes when arriving in the U.S., you'll lose that bottle. Check the Customs and Border Protection's website for information on bringing alcohol into the country, cbp.gov. Meanwhile, there's more travel info at armworldtravel.com.